请弟兄姊妹们还是翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's again turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们从第十二节开始再念到十七节。
Let's read again from verse 12 to verse 17.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，
put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved,
就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
Okay. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
一会儿哥罗西书越读下去，越把我们带到神那荣耀的旨意里。
The more we read Colossians, the more we are brought into the glorious purpose of God.
下午的时候，我们又看到那个基督的平安做主的这一点。
In the afternoon, we saw the point how God's peace was Lord.
我们是在感谢神，因为他在他那个荣耀的救恩里面，他做了这许许多多的事。
We truly thank our Lord that in His glorious salvation He has done these things.
但是我们看到这许多的事的时候，我们好像会有一个感觉，那是我们生活上的操练。
But when we see these things, we often think that's an exercise of our daily life.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你读下去的时候，
But when you continue to read on,
你就发觉不单是我们个人的生活的操练。
You realize it's not just an exercise of our life.
个人的生活上的操练是一个最基本的学习了。
An exercise of life is only a basic understanding.
因为每一个蒙恩得救的人，他们都是接受主的生命的人。
Because everyone who believed in the Lord took the life of the Lord.
主的生命在我们每一个人的里边，他带出来的那。一个引领总是叫我们在生命里头有这个操练。
Christ's life in us always causes us to have this exercise.
但是我们读上主的话的时候，你看到这个范围 不停留在个人的学习上头。
But we see as we read the Lord's word that it doesn't just stop at this exercise.
那就给我们带到一个神在今天做工的时候那个最高的目的。
It will bring us into the highest purpose of God's work.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主。
It says, and God's, we want to have God's peace in us as Lord.
这个题目好大了。
This is a very big topic.
但是它只是一个题目。
But it's only a topic.
它没有说出它的目的。
It didn't reveal its purpose.
它只是说的有这么一件事。
It only said, only showed there's such a thing.
让我们每个属主的人都在那里学习，让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
It causes us to let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
那我们这样的学习那个结果和那个目的是在哪里呢？
Then what's the result and the purpose of us learning this?
只是叫我们每一个人都成为一个属灵的人。
It's to cause us to become a spiritual person.
然后我们彼此一起的时候，我们就算能有条件去讲说属灵的事。
And so when we're together, we can talk about spiritual things.
是不是就是这样就叫完毕？
Is this just the completion of God's purpose?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
主上人说话从来不说头不说留下尾巴的。
God never talks about a beginning without ending it.
我们常常读神的话的时候是读到头就忘了尾巴，或是读到尾巴就忘记了头。
Many times when we read God's word, we read the beginning and we forget the end, or vice versa.
但是主向我们说话的时候有头有尾。
But when God speaks to us, he has a beginning and an end.
那现在他说了。
Now he has said something.
要叫基督的平安在你们里面做主。
He wants the peace of God to rule in your heart.
为什么？
Why?
感谢主。
We thank our God.
底下就说
了。It says below.
底下怎么说呢？
What does it say below?
他说，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
It says that in which verse?
Oh, that's 15.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Verse. Okay,
last part.
Oh, yeah, okay. It says, to which you're called in one body.
弟兄姊妹看到清楚不清楚？
Brothers and sisters, can you see this clearly?
在这里给我们打破我们一个捆绑我们心思里头很牢固的一个观念。
This breaks a very deeply entrenched thinking in our hearts.
长久以来，我们有意无意的。
Many times in the past,
我们以为救恩是为我们个人的。
We always thought that salvation was for each of us individually. Because we are all sinners. We will all die. We don't have an eternal hope. So God created salvation for us. So when we accept the Lord, then we escape from the power of death. We thank our Lord. This is reality. But this is an incomplete reality. This is only the beginning of the reality.
那现在哥罗西书就把神在救恩的那个目的很明确的向我们说出来。
And now Colossians clearly reveals the purpose of God's salvation.
神的救恩对我们来说有个人的成分。
God's salvation has a personal influence for each of us.
但是神预备这一个救恩。
But when God prepared the salvation,
不是只为着我们个人的需要。
It's not only for us ourselves individually.
那不为着我们个人的需要，为着谁的需要呢？
If it's not for us individually, who is it for?
为着神自己的目的。
It's for God's purpose.
所以就是你看到那个主的话说得很清楚。
Brothers, you can see the word of God speaks clearly.
你们是为此蒙召。
You are thus created.
为什么此蒙召呢？
Why were you thus created?
为着你们要学习基督的平安做主这一个事情蒙召。
So that you can let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
主把我们选召回来。
God has called us again to him.
他不单叫我们蒙恩得救。
He not only calls us to be saved.
他也要我们在那里接受一个事实。
He also wants us to accept the truth.
就是接受基督的平安在我们里面做主。
To let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
那为什么要叫基督的平安在我们里面做主呢？
Why should he let the peace of God rule in our hearts?
弟兄姊妹，你看到主的话说得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the word of God
clear. 你们是为此蒙召。
You are thus called.
那蒙召的目的在哪里呢？
Why are you called?
叫你们成为一个身体
to have you be under one body in one body
看得很清楚了对不对
isn't it very clear
你们是为此蒙召成为一体
you are called into one body
什么叫成为一体呢
what is it to be in one body
中文给我们的那个感觉很容易迷失
The Chinese version may cause us to miss the meaning. Because it says one body is one body. But what is that body or group.
但英文圣经这里翻得太清楚了。
The English is very clear on this.
它是叫你们成为一个身体。
It says one body.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一看到一个身体的时候，
when we see a body as opposed to a group,
我们就看到救恩的目的。
Then we can see the purpose of salvation.
救恩的目的不是单位个人。
The purpose of salvation is not for us to be individuals.
救恩的目的是为了神所要的那一个属灵的团体。
Salvation so that we can be together in a spiritual body.
他要把许许多多的个人招聚到他的面前来。
He wants to gather many individuals before him.
让他们接受基督的生命。
To let them take the life of Christ.
让他们学习基督的生命的平安做主。
And to let them learn to let the peace of God rule in their hearts.
然后就让他们成为一个身体。
And then to cause them to be in one body.
那弟兄姊妹，这就帮我们回到带回到那个神永远的旨意里。
Then this brings us back to the eternal purpose of God.
那是以弗所书的信息。
That is in the book of Ephesians.
但是在以弗所的信息的里面，
But in the book of Ephesians,
神给我们看见是教会是基督的身体。
God calls us to see that Christ is the church is the body of Christ.
但是你怎么能叫这个基督身体显出来？
But how can you have the body of Christ be revealed?
神要得着这个身体。
God wants to take this body of Christ.
但是这个身体又怎么能显出来？
But how is this body revealed?
因为你就看到上文所说的谦卑了，怜悯了，这个了，那个了，爱心了，彼此饶恕了，这一大堆的事情就那个功用就显出来了。
You could see how the kindness, before kindness, humbleness, mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, how it's revealed.
比方说我对我们的弟兄很有意见。
For example, let's say I have an opinion about my brother.
只要是他的意见我就反对。
Whatever any opinion he gives, I'm going to oppose it.
倒过来他对我也有意见。
On the other side, he also has an opinion against me.
只要我有点意思，他也就说不合理。
Whenever I have an opinion, he says, oh, that's not right.
弟兄姊妹能不能成为一体？
Can we be in one body together?
绝对没有可能成为一体。
Definitely, we cannot be together in one body. Now, how can we be together in one body? So let's look in the context above. When everything there is being enacted, if we have something that we can't get over, we learn to forgive. If we have something that we cannot agree on together, then we learn to have the work of love. If there's things I can't seem to look over him, it may be because I think my opinion is higher than his. Under these circumstances, can we be in one body? Definitely not. But the Lord says, you're called to be in one body. He didn't say to me in two bodies. If you don't like this body, you can go to another. No. God is very clear. It's one body. It doesn't matter how many people there are. In Christ, there's only one body. You have to be in this body. Between people, there must be then agreement or harmony.
当中有些过不去的事情,
if there's things that people can't get over, so we can learn in the light of the Lord.
如果是我不对还是他不对?
If it's me that's wrong, or him that's wrong.
如果是他不对的,你给我有那个豁大的心,能接受的他。
If it's him that's wrong, give me the heart of understanding so I can accept him.
如果是我不对,
now if it's me that's wrong,
求主给我能谦卑下来,
give me a heart of humbleness. So that I can admit my stubbornness.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
基督的平安在我们里面做主是把我们带入这些生活的实际的操练。
The peace of God ruling in your hearts should lead us into these realities. These exercises of life should bring us into one body. We thank and praise our God. Now, how do so many people become one body? from in churches we've
除了一个很短的时间，教会真的是在那里显明一个身体。
There was only one short time when the church was one body.
很长久的时间，教会没有把这一个见证带得出来。
For a long time, the church did not bring out this testimony.
越到近代，越就是越靠近主回来的时候。
The more we get to the time when the Lord's coming back, this status has been increasing. Theological theory has been influencing Christians. The material world has been influencing Christians. The environment of the world has been influencing Christians. Each one of us has our own purpose.
那当这个目的一出来,
when our purpose is revealed,
基督的平安做主这个事实就没有地位。
The peace of God cannot ruin our hearts.
我是我的主。
I'm Lord of my life.
他是他的主。
He is ruler of his life.
你是你的主。
You're ruler of your life.
这许多的主摆在那里。
Now there's many rulers here together.
你怎么能叫他们显出一个身体?
How can you cause them to reveal one body?
这不是根本不可能的事情。
This is an impossible thing.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise God.
他在救赎的恩典的里面的安排。
In his work of salvation,
是非常非常清楚的带出一个方向。
He provided this specific way.
不管我们有多少人。
It doesn't matter how many people.
不管我们分散在什么地方,
it doesn't matter where we are. We have a common purpose. Is that Christ is our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 我常常说,
brothers and sisters, I often say, many times in believers' homes, I see this plaque. Christ is the head of this home.
那是我家的主，是不是他家的主的？
Now, if it's head of my home, is it head of his home?
我们常常说，基督不是他家的主，只是我家的主。
Many times we say, oh, Christ is the Lord of my house, but not his house. So only my house is right.
那弟兄姊妹，你就留意到了。
So, brothers, you can understand.
这不是救恩在我们身上的那一个带领。
It's not God's salvation's calling on the
Lord.
God's salvation is to bring us to one point. That there's only one God. We thank and praise God. The book of Ephesians tells us church is the body of Christ. Colossians allows us to understand. This body is one head. Now, if the head is in the right place, if the head wants to display its power, then the body can display it. Now, if the head is not right, if it's not Christ's head, it's me that's the head, it's him that's the head, it's you that's the head, then who will the body follow? If this body could be separated, it's a very frustrating thing.
在电视的新闻上也看到，是台湾呢还是大陆啊？好像两方面都有嘛。
I remember one time I saw a newspaper on television, something was happening either Taiwan or mainland China.
有些艺术团体来到海外表演。
Some artists were performing.
他们当中有一个节目是叫做千手观音。
One of their programs was called Thousand Hands, something with music.
Never
mind.
Idol with Thousand Hands.
Oh, okay. One of their song titles was called Idol with a Thousand Hands.
如果你从艺术的眼光来看，他们那个表演真的是可取可取。
From an artist's perspective, it was indeed a spectacular program.
但是弟兄姊妹，你必须要发现一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, you have to understand this.
他如果有千个手。
If that thing had 1,000 hands, of course there are a lot of hands there. They were on syncopation. That's why they're called, the Buddha.
the idols.
Oh, that's why it's called an idol.
那弟兄姊妹，但是你认真看呢、啊，这一个动作啊，是有一个根据的。
Yeah, but brothers, you can see this movement had a purpose.
虽然是许多手在那里动，带出一个好是好美好美的那个感觉和那个场面。
Even though there are a lot of hands that move together to create a beautiful picture.
但是有个事实你不会忘记的。
But there is a truth you'll never forget.
你看这一对手就有一个头。
You see that a pair of hands has a head with it.
如果那里有十对手的话，就有十个头。
If there are 10 pairs of hands, there's 10 heads with it.
但是你说那十个头怎么来表演那一个？
Yeah, but how do these 10 heads work together?
表演不来的。
They can't work together by themselves.
但是你看到一件事。
But you see something.
虽然是有，比方说有十个头。
Let's say for example there's 10 heads.
但是那十个头呢？只有一个头。
But their head, the 10 heads only listen to one head.
哪一个头？
Which head?
排在第一位的那一个。
The one who's first in line.
那头一个，那所有的动作是根据头一个站在头一个位置的那一个头。
So if all the movements of the actors were following that one head.
他的动作当然让你发动。
So if that person made a movement.
接着第二个人就跟着他那个动作来反应。
Then the second person had to make.
十个人就跟着那个动作来反应。
And the 10 people also made the movement.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件什么事情？
What do you see, brothers and sisters?
十个头在那里。
There's 10 heads there.
但是只有一个头有动作。
But only one head leads movement.
有主动的动作。
He's the one who first leads.
有起头的动作。
He starts the movement.
所以他们就表演出来。
So that's why they can perform.
如果不然的话。
Otherwise,
第一个头在那里动,
the first head is moving.
第二个头在那里想,
the second head is thinking about,
我要不要跟上去?
Should I follow him?
但是我跟到什么地步呢?
Or how long should I follow him?
他的手举到头上的时候, 我的手是不是才动呢?
Should his hand move his head before I start moving?
第二个头可以想这些事情,
the second head could think about these things.
但是如果他想这个事情,
but if he thinks about these things,
他绝对不可能有这样的一个表演,
then they can never perform so well.
你很清楚地了解,
you can clearly see,
那九个头是完全放弃了他自己,
the nine heads surrendered themselves.
一直看着头一个头。
They only looked at that one head.
头一个头是这样动。
The leader.
他们的跟随就是这样子接上。
And they moved as they followed it.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
现在我们回到神的那个福音的安排。
Now let's return to the what the gospel provides.
神说福音是叫我们得着基督的生命。
The gospel says that we are to receive Christ's life.
但这个基督的生命在我们的里面，又让我们去学习尊他为主。
Christ's life in us is to cause us to put God as Lord.
我们也许本来就有许许多多不同的意见、看法、感觉。
Maybe we had our own opinions, way of looking at things, emotions.
但是我们一来到主面前的时候，
but when we come before the Lord,
所有我们的意见、感觉这些东西全都放下。
We have to put aside all these different things.
我们单单的去注意主的感觉是什么。
We will focus on what is the Lord's will.
主的心意是什么？
What is his heart?
我们就来跟随主。
Then we can follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做基督的平安在我们里面做主。
This is called the peace of God ruling in our hearts.
而基督的平安在我们里面做主带出一个结果。
Now, the peace of God ruling in our hearts gives a result.
那是一个身体的显出。
And that is the display of one body.
弟兄姊妹们，教会在地上2000年的时候，虽然还不到，也接近了。
The church has been around 2,000 years old on this earth.
但是这个功课一直到如今都学不好。
But this lesson still has not been completely learned.
因此呢，我们才看到。
That's why we can see.
主对教会发出一个呼召。
The Lord is calling, giving a call to His church.
他让在任何一个时间、任何一个地方，能有一些倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹们，他们乐意去寻求、明白、遵行主的旨意啊。
That at any time and anywhere, there are believers who want to seek to understand and to follow God's will.
大部分的人都不理会主。
Most of the people do not pay attention to the
Lord. 不管他们不理会主的原因是什么。
No matter what's the reason for not listening to the Lord.
有些根本就是在那里反对主的，那不说。
We won't mention those who are obstinately resisting the Lord. Some are not resisting the Lord. But they are insisting on their own way. They insist on their own thoughts. They do not care about what the Lord wants to do. Under these light,
教会是一个身体，那个事情就碰到好大好大的难处。
Then Christ, the church being one body will come under serious trouble.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
then brothers, but brothers,
你留意主的话,
remember the Lord's word.
首先就在我们里面放下一个证据,
God has placed in our hearts a testimony.
就是基督的平安,
it's the peace of God.
然后在外面就给我们一个考察,
then on the outside, he'll give us some tests.
主就让我们去考察, 如今, 这一批神的儿女, 他们活在神的面前, 那个实际的光景是怎样呢?
He'll test whether we, what is the condition of us living in under God's will.
主是把我们照的, 他那里去, 叫我们成为一个身体,
God has called us to be under one body in Him.
那这一个身体的见证是怎么显得出来呢?
Now, how is the witness of this body going to be manifested?
有什么根据来确定这个是一个身体呢?
Yeah, how is there any proof that this is the real one body? We thank our God. Now, if you go into theological theory, each person has their own opinion there. For example, a very,
长久,
frankly speaking,
长久以来,
for many years,
教会肯定一件事情, 我们蒙恩得救是因着信主,
We are very clear that we are saved by faith.
Through faith.
In the past, there have already been many opinions about that.
那到了最近这十来年,
In the past 4 years,
特别是在中国大陆,
especially in mainland China,
那个三智慧的头子以前的,
the Three Self Church,
the head of
the Three Self Church,
他们就提出了现在我们要做一个神学上的神学思想的改变。
He said, now we're going to have a theological change.
那怎么改变呢?
Now what's the change?
因信称义已经落伍了。
Salvation through faith has been already passed.
那现在是什么?
Now what are we going to believe in now?
现在是以爱称义。
Now it's salvation through love.
那丢失了没有?
Now, brothers and sisters,
道理也是蛮好听的,
the doctrine sounds nice.
但是问题在哪里呢?
What's the problem?
谁的话?
Whose words are they?
谁的话?
Whose words?
人的话?
Is men's word?
神学思想?
It's theological thinking.
你不要给神学这两个字骗了。
Don't be tricked by theological thinking.
你知道一拿到神学这两个字出来, 你就知道这是人的思想。
If you take the degree in theology, you'll know that's men's thinking.
它透过神的部分的话,
Now if it's through the
partial.
If it's partial to God's word,
然后它就制造出
And it takes word God partially and creates their own doctrine or on their own thinking. Then we can see that it's only theological thinking. If you are to wholly follow it, then you are you have no way to go. Because you're now no longer following Lord. You're following people.
弟兄姊妹,
this is very dangerous.
说你留意到主的话在这里,
so remember that when the Lord's word
says
here, you have to let the peace of God rule in your heart. Because you're called to be in one body. So how should you act?
怎么来跟上这个基督的平安呢?
So how should you be in the peace of God?
怎么来确定那个是基督的平安呢?
How do we know it's the peace of God?
你不能说我有一个感觉这个就是基督的平安。
We can't say, oh, I have a feeling, so it must be the peace of God.
你要是说感觉的话,
if we talk about feelings,
感觉起码有三个来源。
There's at least three sources of feeling.
头一个来源是神。
One is from God.
第二个来源是撒旦,
the other is from Satan.
第三个来源是人自己,
and the third is from men themselves.
你有一个感觉来,
if you have a feeling coming,
你凭什么来确定这个感觉是从哪里来的?
under what basis do you know that's coming from God?
是从神来的?
Is it from God?
从自己来的?
Is it from yourself?
还是从撒旦来的?
Or is it from Satan?
你说,我以为他是从撒旦来的。
You said, oh, I thought that was from Satan.
你以为?
You thought.
但是那个以为的根据在哪里呢?
But where's the proof, the base of that thought?
你找不到根据的。
You can't find a basis.
因为你说的是你以为嘛。
Because it's just a thought.
那个根据就是你自己嘛。
It's just an assumption by, it's from yourself.
说这个是什么,这个不是主带领的路。
It's not the Lord's way.
说弟兄姊妹,你看到很清楚。
So brothers, you can see clearly. So it says when you learn, when you're learning this, now what should you be paying attention to?
他说要纯诚,
it says, and be ye thankful.
The last part of
Yeah,
15.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and be ye thankful. That's what it says.
这怎么样呢?
What does it say?
接上就说,
then it says,
当用各样的智慧, 把基督的道理, 丰丰富富的存在心里。
And then it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
主的话指出了一个非常明确的事情。
The word of God points out very clearly.
你怎么把, 你怎么能肯定那个基督的生命的平安是对的呢?
How do you know if the peace of God is correct? The first thing you have to do to use all the time and method you can possibly, in all wisdom, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. This involves our understanding of God. We know there's no other way besides this by which we can understand God. But how does God revelation reveal it isn't like the Pentecostalists?
Yeah.
Who say, oh, I have a revelation from God and I feel this way. So it's God's will.
神把他的心思意念向我们启示, 乃是透过神自己说的话。
God reveals His will and purpose to us through His Word.
而神从古一直到圣经完全的启示完毕。
From ancient times until the completion of God's Word,
神把他的心意很清楚地给我们解开了。
God has clearly unlocked His will to us.
那所以神的话在这里说,
So therefore God's
word says, you have
to use whatever
method
in order to store the word of God in you.
不是存在心里,
it's not in your heart.
是丰丰富富的存在心里,
it's to richly store in your heart.
要很完整的,
completely.
很实际的,
in all truth.
把神的话语存在我们的里头,
to make the word of God dwell in you.
那神的话在我们的里头,
and when the word of God is in us,
他常常给我们有解说,
He may give us an interpretation.
他常常给我们有光照,
it gives us a light.
他也常常给我们有催促,
and it also encourages us.
也常常会给我们有禁止,
and it also tells us to not do things.
那弟兄姊妹,当神的话在那里给我们看到我们的那个方向的时候,
when God's word shows us our direction,
来了,我里边有个感觉了,
in me, I have this feeling coming.
那我们立刻就可以在那里评比了,
then we can compare and see.
这个感觉,
this feeling here,
这个平安,
this peace,
或者是不平安,
or non-peace,
跟神的话有没有抵触?
Is it related to the word? How's it related to the word of God?
Conflict.
Is there a conflict with the word of God?
你如果在那里跟主的话有抵触的,
if there's conflict with the word of God,
弟兄姊妹, 你不必去想,
then you shouldn't dwell in it.
如果我们真的是以基督的平安做我们的主的话，
if the peace of God is truly ruling over
our life, 你看到一些事物和主的话是有冲突的，
if you see that there's conflict with the word of God,
你知道了这个感觉不是从神来的，
you can see that this feeling is not from God.
因为神不做一些事情和他自己所发表所启示的来做对的，
because God does not give you things that conflicts with his will and purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你看到我们主在地的时候，
You can see that when our Lord was on earth,
有人说你是凭着鬼王赶鬼，
Some people said he drives out demons by the chief of
demons. 那我们的主怎么回答他们？
What did our Lord respond?
他说，
He said,
一家这样自相纷争，他还能站得住吗？
Can a house divide against itself stand?
一国自相纷争，他还能站得住吗？
If a kingdom rises against itself, can it stand?
撒旦如果自己在那里对付撒旦，那撒旦也能站得住吗？
If Satan drives out demons, can his kingdom stand?
我们的主说这些话难说出，凡如果那一个人说一些事情和他自己做的事情是不配合的。
Our Lord said, if someone says something that does not, that conflicts with what other things he said,
一个国家也好，一个团体也好，
it doesn't matter if it's a country or if it's a group,
他们所说的所做的和他们所表达的那个目标或是什么不相符的，
if what they say and what they do conflicts with their purpose,
那是拆自己的台。
They're destroying, they're taking out their own feet, they're shooting themselves in the leg.
所以我们的神从来不做这些事情。
So our Lord never does these things.
他的话是怎么说？
What is his word
say? 他就怎么做。
That is what he does.
所以他要求我们。
So he asked us.
你丰丰富富的去把主的话存留下来。
To let the word of God richly dwell in
you. 碰到事情。
When you meet certain situations.
你里面有些感觉。
You have some certain feelings in you.
你定归不下来。
You cannot settle.
因为你不知道是出于什么。
Because you didn't know where it's from.
那你怎么去分辨呢？
Then how can you distinguish?
你怎么去肯定它呢？
How can you be sure?
回到主的话里。
Return to God's word.
你看主的话怎么说？
You see what the word says.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise God.
这是头一件很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
你要去认识主的心意。
In order to understand the Lord's will,
首先第一件事情， 你必须好好地把神的话语吸收过来。
The very first thing is you have to absorb the word of God.
我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on this earth,
他跟犹太人有一些对话。
He had some dialogue with the Jewish.
犹太人呢是常常的读经的。
The Jewish definitely read their scriptures.
但是我们呢，我们蒙恩得救以后也常常给劝导要读经的。
But we have to be reminded to read our scriptures.
弟兄姊妹要留意。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
不是说我们有没有读经。
It's not whether we read it or not.
我们要留意是我们读经的结果是什么。
We have to pay attention to the results of our reading.
而如果我们读经读出一些只是一些道理。
If we just read, if we just take what we read as doctrine.
甚至是一种人生哲学的那个指导。
Or it's just some guidance for our life.
弟兄姊妹，这样读经没有意思。
Then this reading is of no use.
就像我们的主当年对着犹太人说的那个话。
It's just like how our Lord spoke to the Jewish people.
你们天天查考圣经。
You daily search the scriptures.
以为内中有永生。
Thinking that in them you'll find eternal life.
但是你不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you refuse to come to me for eternal life.
因为我做见证的就是这经。
Because the scriptures testify me.
弟兄姊妹，这指出我们在读神的话的事情上，有一件事情是很重要很重要的。
This reveals that there is something very important in our reading of the scriptures.
你读经必须要读出基督来。
You have to read Christ in the scriptures.
你读经必须要读出神的那个心意来。
You have to find God's will in the scriptures.
如果你没有读出基督来，
if you can't read Jesus,
那圣经读的很多。
You could maybe read a lot of scriptures.
但是你不是丰丰富富的把圣经接过来。
But you're not richly and fully partaking of that scripture. Under this light,
我们就没有根据去分辨什么叫做基督的平安，什么不是基督的平安。
Then we have no basis of saying whether this is the peace of God or if it's not.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
要让我们真知道我们 给维持在基督的平安里。
Help us to continue in the peace of God.
因为我们蒙召是为了那一个身体。
Because we were created to be in that one body.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
那另一方面，我们马上要接上来的。
Then continuing on.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Pay attention to this.
他说，你要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all
wisdom. 那怎么存在心里呢？
How will dwell in you?
不但是你个人在那里读。
Not only are you individually.
你留意到接下去是怎么说呢？
It says, pay attention to what follows.
他说用诗香、颂词、灵歌。
It says, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns.
你说我们天天都读啊。
It says, we daily read.
我的习惯是每天一定要读诗篇。
My habit is to read the psalms.
所以我做的正对着这里圣经所指明的。
So therefore I'm fulfilling what the scripture says right here.
我绝对承认许多人是有这个习惯，读经不读诗篇好像觉得还差了一些东西。
I admit some people have a habit of reading the Psalms as a part of their daily reading.
但弟兄姊妹们，这里说的这个话不是叫你一个人去读。
But here it does not say for you to read the Psalms individually.
这里说到你接受主的话的时候，
it says when you receive the word of God,
不是只是在你个人的心思里头，
it shouldn't just stay in your mind.
你要和神的众儿女一同在那里去分享主的话。
You have to share with one another the words of God.
我们常常都知道一件事情，
we often know something.
在教会里边，
in the church,
有交通聚会的时候，
when we have a service meeting.
当然一个最理想的交通聚会是什么呢？
What's the most ideal service meeting?
那是弟兄姊妹都在那里交通主的话。
It's when all the brothers and sisters are there discussing the word of God.
那退而求其次呢？
What about the second best idea?
如果退而求其次的话呢，那就哎呀谈谈我们一些属灵的经历，是交通做做见证。
It's to discuss on our spiritual experiences and have some fellowship.
这种比较没有好。
It's better to have that than to have nothing.
总比较弟兄姊妹碰到一起的时候，就在那里想，哎呦，弟兄姊妹，你想着，哎呀，哪一家的东西好吃？
It's better than coming out and say, which restaurant has better food or something.
弟兄姊妹碰到一起的时候，就告诉你说。
Or when brothers and sisters.
哪一个公司今天大减账？
Or which company had a lot of.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说我们不能说这些话。
We're not saying that we shouldn't talk about these things.
但是这些话不是我们最主要的。
But these are not the most important things to talk about.
我们最主要的话是什么？
What is our most important thing?
是主的话的交流。
It's to communicate about the word of God.
我们在主的话里头的那个，你在神面前有什么领会？我在神面前什么领会？那这彼此在那里交通。
It's to share what I receive from the Lord, what you receive from the Lord, that's our fellowship together.
也许我的领会错了，弟兄姊妹们就给我指出来。
Maybe my understanding of the scripture is wrong, then brothers and sisters can point it out.
我也学习谦卑，接受弟兄姊妹们的提醒。
Then I can learn to be humble and listen to our brothers and sisters.
那或是弟兄姊妹们有一些就交通很不太准确了。
Maybe some of the fellowship isn't exactly that accurate.
我也在那里学习爱心了，就给弟兄姊妹们一点纠正。
Then I can learn to have love and to help them out.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里说是彼此。
Now it says right here one another.
一提到彼此就不是你一个人。
When it says one another, it doesn't mean one person.
那为什么要彼此呢？
Why one another?
因为上文说你们是一个身体。
Because in the context above it says you're one body.
既然是在一个身体里头。
If you are in one body.
那这个身体里面就该有交通的。
There should be communication in this body.
但是有彼此扶持的。
You have to support one another.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这是我们初步要在神面前一同来学习追求的。
This is something we must start to see before the Lord.
那我除了建议的。
Besides this.
教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
It says teaching and admonishing, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
那我们这是所做的一切，不是因在人的面前学要说，你看你错了，我的才是对。
Now our point here is not to say, you should go and say, oh, you're wrong and I'm right.
不
，No.
你留意到那里。
You have to understand.
属灵的交通是帮我们。 带到神的面前。
Spiritual fellowship is bring us before God.
让我们真知道。
To let us truly understand.
我们是有短缺的。
We are men with weaknesses.
但是我们的神是丰富的。
But our God is full of wisdom.
我们是会有走错的。
We may go astray.
但是我们的主会给我们矫正。
But our God will
direct us. 你一再经历着主的管理和指导。
When you receive the Lord's discipline and correction.
你没有办法不碰到任何事情。你领会到那个基督的平安的时候，那个结果就是歌颂神。
You cannot, when you meet certain situations, you cannot but praise God.
因为在我这一生的里边，
because in my experience of my life,
我深深的经历到是神做了我一生的引导。
I've deeply experienced how God is the counselor in my life.
做了我一生的主。
He is the, has been the Lord of my life.
我是要决定是跟随他走完我在地上的路程。
I've decided to follow him through the rest of my life.
这样的一位神,
this God,
我要称颂他,
I have to praise
我要敬拜他,
him. I have to worship him.
我要高举他,
I want to uplift him.
我不管我个人的感觉怎么样,
I don't care how my personal feelings are.
我只注意主的喜欢不喜欢,
I only care about what the Lord likes and dislikes.
你留意到,
brother, sister, you must pay attention.
我们要在基督的平安的里面有学习, 有操练。
We have to have understanding and exercise in the peace of God.
你看到一件事情,
you see one thing.
这个基督的平安在那里给我们操练谁做主。
Christ's peace shows us who is Lord.
然后把我们这个学习谁做主的那个层级升高了。
Then it elevates this understanding of who is Lord.
从我们顺服基督的引导。
To bring us from just submitting to the Lord,
提升我们更直接的看着坐在宝座上的父神。
To raise us to see the Father sitting on the throne above.
从个人身上，我们肯定学不会那么许多的。
Maybe from each one of us personally, we may understand.
如果我们要学到这样的一个地步，
if we want to learn to this level,
没有办法能离开肢体的。
You cannot leave the body.
The members of the body.
You cannot leave the members of the body.
如果你离开肢体的话，
if you leave the members of the body,
你根本就不在身体里。
You're not part of the body anymore.
你不在身体里。
You're not in the body anymore.
基督在身体里头的丰富你就碰不到。
Then the riches of Christ in the body, you
can't see. 这个是非常实际的。
This is a real situation.
所以弟兄姊妹很看得很清楚。
So brothers, you can see clearly.
你是爱主的人。
Some sorts of people.
Love the Lord.
Some people love the Lord. They would definitely live together with the Lord. Why? Because they can see God over there. He sees that God's work is among the brethren. Because they're together in one body. And they're members of that body.
既然是在身体上做肢体，
and if they are members of the body,
整个身体对他来说是一个保护，
the body to him is a protection,
也是一个供应，
it is a sustenance.
我们感谢我们的主，
we thank and praise our God.
这是我们的主灵做神的儿女们来学习的一个很重要的方向。
It's something that God wants us to learn through the members of the body.
但是主的话没有停在这里。
But the word of God does not stop.
继续往前给我们看。
It keeps going on.
给我们看成什么呢？
What does it show us?
他说啊，你无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
And then it says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个事情
了。Brothers, pay attention to this.
无论做什么都做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
我的记起我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
那时弟兄姊妹们在生活上面的约束是蛮明确的。
There was definitely more restrictions by the brothers and sisters during that time.
那个时候啊，我们所接受的带领就是说。
Guidance we received during that time was
那么到戏院里边去看戏好不好？
Was it right to go to the theater?
你不能说好, 你也不能说不好。
You can't say it's right and you can't say it's wrong.
但是呢,就,那这样究竟去还是不去呢?
So should you go watch the theater or the movie?
那时,一个年长的弟兄在我们当中就说了,
then an elderly brother among us said,
你不要来问我,
don't ask me.
你去问主,
go ask God.
你打炮子,
Go pray to God.
主说你平安,
the Lord says, gives you peace, you can go.
主说你平安,
if the God does not give you peace, don't go.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
也许, 当年弟兄们对我们的带领, 也许是高了一点,
maybe the brothers and sisters leading during that time, guidance during that time was a little hard.
但是那个原则是对的,
but the same principle is right.
一切的事情你带到主的面前,
the principle is you should bring everything to the Lord.
主喜悦你就走嘛,
if the Lord is happy, you can go.
主不喜悦你就放下来,
if God is not happy, then you should just lay aside. Well, how can you know if God's
not happy?
There's a very interesting thing. Our brother said, you just go and pray. First, you thank God.
神把那个,你把那一个事情赐给我,
thank God that He gave you this opportunity.
如果你那个祷告不出来的话,
if you couldn't pray this prayer out,
就是说你赞美感谢不出来的话,
if you cannot give thanksgiving and praise,
弟兄姊妹你知道,
then, brothers and sisters,
我说好好的你祷告,你要赞美神,为着哪一个事情赞美神,你赞美不出来,
if you're just praying to thank and give praise to God, you can't.
你晓得,
then you,
主有拦阻在那里,
you should know that God is restricting you. God is
说你是想我要说主啊你非要让我去看洋基打球不可。
You shouldn't pray, God, I really want you to let me go see the Yankees play.
如果你给我去的话呢我就感谢赞美你。
If you let me go, I'll thank and praise you.
你想是可以这样想,
you could think like this.
当你要祷告你祷告不出来,
but when you pray, you can't really pray it out.
为什么祷告不出来?
Why not?
当然各种原因我不去说,
the reason I'm not going to go into detail,
不是说你去不应该,
it's not that you shouldn't go,
也不是说你去一定应该,
it's not that you must go,
那这些都是很具体的事情,
these are practical,
是我们个别人和主的关系,
it's our relationship with God.
主允许这个弟兄去, 但是不一定允许你去的,
God may allow this brother to go, but he may not allow you to go.
你不要说那个弟兄去了,所以我也可以去。
You can't say, oh, that brother went, so I should go see the Yankees.
我们的弟兄学他的功课。
So our brother learned his lesson.
我们是学我们的功课。
We have our lesson to learn.
主不让我去,我就扶在主的船柄底上。
If God calls me to go, I'll stay under the dominion of God.
主看那个弟兄灵命还是很弱,他受不了,他还不能承担这样的一个放下。
If God allows that brother who cannot yet take not going, so God's going to let him go.
等到他去了回来,
maybe when he went and comes back, he regrets going.
哎呀,
oh, there's so many people there.
人山人海在那里, 吵死了,
there's so many people there, so noisy.
所有的那个感觉, 都胜不过那个球场里边的动作,
all that jostling overrode the emotion you had.
尤其是坐在我旁边的那一个,
especially the person sitting next to me.
哇哇,我耳朵都聋了。
Wow, my ears grew deaf with the screaming.
啊,弟兄姊妹,你要你写了。第二次你说,弟兄你, 又是什么什么了,
now, next time you tell that brother, hey, there's something coming up, do you want to go see?
算了,
he said, never mind, never mind.
我宁愿在电视上看见我也不去。
I'd rather watch it on TV than go.
这个是我是题外的话。
This is just an example.
但是我是特别让弟兄姊妹你看到一件事情。
But my point is that brother and sister see.
他说,
it says here.
主的话是在这说,
the Lord's word says here.
无论做什么,或说话或行事, 都要奉主耶稣的名,借着他感谢父神。
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We thank our God. This is a real situation. If you can thank God before Him, if you can praise Him in His presence, you can have the peace to go. If you can't even pray before Him, then you know what choice you should make. Combining all these words together, there's one thing. What is that thing?
第一,
first, you have to see the
Lord.
Summarizing, you can only, when you pray, you have to see the Lord. That means you cannot live apart from Christ. You must rely on the Lord.
那这样你来走过,
then you can walk the way that God has
set.
And more importantly,
是借着主, 把我们整个的心带到神的面前, 浮在神的权柄的底下。
And through God, through Christ, we can be brought to God and be brought under His dominion.
弟兄姊妹你看到了吗?
Brothers and sisters, you
无论做什么, 说什么行做什么事, 你总要, 奉主的名,
and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. You see that all this learning brings us to one point. This is the peace of God ruling in our heart, the purpose of that. And that purpose is to cause us to be in one body. To be in one body, you need to have an accurate head. If you have a definite path, what is that path? To cause God to receive glory. To cause God to have blessing and praise. And
blessings.
In principle, we see these things.
但是我们特别注意,
but we have to pay close attention. Over here, it clearly emphasizes one another. That talks about the life of the church. It talks about the guiding principles of living in one body. When it talks about the guiding in the church, you can clearly see. If you take this result and put it on one church, it'll be put on us.
你就看到一个事情,
then you'll see one thing.
上面就说, 把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
It says, and it'll say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
那是说出一个什么事情?
Then what is that talking about?
说出这一个教会。
It speaks of this church, this group of Christians. They are all instructed by God. They are not among men to teach them. They all gather together to seek one thing. They want to have the guidance of God. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful thing. If God can find someone, a group on this earth, if they live before God in one heart and mind, so that they come before God with a spirit of willingness to understand, to be disciplined, to receive God's teaching. That is the most basic understanding. Remember in the Old Testament, in the book of the prophets, God says that there were those who needed to be circumcised. Who needed to be circumcised? It's to have the circumcision of the ear. And the circumcision of the heart. Why? Brothers and sisters, very simply, when your ear is circumcised, then you can hear God's word. And when your heart is circumcised, then you can accept God's word. How can you have your heart and your ears be circumcised? First, you have to admit to God's position. You have to admit He truly is Lord. He is right. We should follow Him. We can be wrong. But our Lord can never be wrong. So we should constantly follow Him. But to learn to follow Him, but it requires that I be willing to follow
Him.
If I keep emphasizing myself, I definitely will not follow
Him.
We thank and praise our God. The Lord lets us see
here.
In order to live that life of testimony before Him, a very basic thing is that we must acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. Our Lord is Lord. Then, besides that, you have to pay attention.
诗章颂词灵歌彼此对唱口唱心和的赞美主。
It says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
那是什么?
What is that?
很简单的一件事情。
Very simply,
整个的教会,
it's that the church, the whole church, with all the brothers and sisters gathered together,
他们都有一个这样的表达。
They have this expression. It's to give all thanksgiving and praise to God. In other words, here's a church. They have a specialty. This specialty is what God likes. What? It's a church of worship. A church of thanksgiving. A church of praise. When you come among these brothers and sisters, all these brothers and sisters are uplifting the Lord. When I talk about uplifting and worshiping the Lord, I'm not talking about the Pentecostalists and their parades and stuff. Those things are done for men's eyes. It's when we meet together. When we start discussing fellowship with the Lord, we have one result. Thank the Lord. That we are that He's leading us on the right path. Thank the Lord. That He did not cause us to go astray. Praise the Lord.
我在朦胧无知的时候, 他把我提醒过来。
That when I was lost in my path, He brought me out of
it.
When we are recounting God's work
among us,
the result is that God is the one who is to be praised.
这是教会, 作为一个基督的身体里头, 要该有的, 又一个表明。
This is the church as the body of Christ, what it should be expressing.
然后弟兄姊妹你更看到一件事情。
Then brothers and sisters, you should see another thing.
整个教会,
the whole church,
都是在那里高举神的,
is there uplifting God,
都是在那里把神显明出来的,
are all revealing God.
没有人在那里夸自己的成功,
no one is there boasting about their own accomplishment.
也没有人在那里说我的策略最高明。
And no one is there saying, my accomplishments are good.
我们所有的交通也好, 劝勉也好, 那个结果都是带着我们到一个地步, 神是我们最高的指导。
Whether it's our fellowshipping together or our advising one another, we all must realize that Christ is the highest counselor we have. We thank and praise our God. This is a very beautiful testimony of one
body.
God is looking for many brothers and sisters on this earth who will listen to His will and follow His purpose. So in Ephesians it says, who are you? You are the body of Christ. When you come to the book of Colossians, You must that because you're the body of Christ, you must have a definite head. Now, what is this definite head? Christ Himself. We thank and praise our God. From the centuries,
神在神儿女们的中间，一直做着这个这样的寻找。
God has been constantly searching for this among the brothers and sisters. We thank and praise our God. I don't know if brothers and sisters, if we see the past few years, the situation of things on this earth, whether it's natural, in natural science, interaction between men,
民族和民族中间,
interaction between tribes,
各种各样的事情,
many kinds of things.
如果我们心里面是明亮一点,
if our hearts are enlightened,
我们总会想起, 这是会不会是主再来前的那些明显的预兆,
is this a precursor of Christ's coming?
因为我们的主跟门徒分别以前,
Because when our Lord left the disciples, He said He'll come back again. But before He comes back, there'll be some signs. The signs are not just drips and drops. But it talks about a prevalent situation. The Lord's word is very clear. In every place there will be such. If it's in every place,
弟兄姊妹你就留意了,
then you can understand.
在这几年来, 许多地方所发生的事情能不能适合那个何处呢?
The many things that happened in the past few years, could they be could those be referring to these many places?
你看到那种现象的时候,
when you see the situation, could it be possibly in every place these things are happening?
弟兄姊妹们,
if we pay attention, we cannot say there definitely is no such possibility.
你留意,
you must pay attention.
这几年来地震的光景是怎么样?
What has been the situation of earthquakes the past few years?
全地来说自然的灾害的情形是怎么样?
Or the natural disasters of recent years?
人的科学发达到现在, 有许许多多的那个自然的灾害应该是可以避免的, 但是避免得了吗?
There's been many scientific advances, but did they stop the natural disasters?
瘟疫是不是? 层出不穷的在那里威胁人。
Isn't there the flu that's going to menace people?
弟兄姊妹,今年你就害怕猪流感。
This year you're afraid of the swine flu.
明年你要大概恐怕要惧怕那个犬流感。
Next year you'll be afraid of dog flu.
哎呀,你说我们在这里生活的每家每户都有狗有猫, 那我们安全不安全?
It's like, oh, we have cats and dogs here, will we be safe?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you don't have to think about these
other things.
Do you see that is there some connection between what's happening now and what the Lord said during His time? If there is truly a connection between, then you should look and see, is the church on this earth prepared to meet the Lord? Can the church meet the Lord in glory? We can't say they'll meet the church in glory. We can only say, can we cause the Lord to be glad when He comes back? I don't know, brothers and sisters, in your mind, are you waiting for the Lord? You would say, oh, our ancestors have been waiting for hundreds of years for the Lord to come back.
弟兄姊妹,你知道,
Brothers and sisters, when can the Lord come back?
有一个条件, 如果不成熟的话,
There is a prerequisite. If it's not fulfilled, our Lord will not come back.
什么条件?
What's the prerequisite?
教会要长成。
The church must be full grown.
教会如果不长成,
if the church is not full grown,
你让主来做什么呢?
What will the Lord do when he comes?
主来要建立国度。
The Lord is coming to establish a kingdom.
在国度里头他要与他的教会与他一同掌权。
In his kingdom, he wants the church to reign with him.
主来的时候要娶新妇。
When Christ comes, he wants to take his bride.
教会如果没有长成，他怎么看得见他的心腹呢?
If the church is not full grown, then how can Christ see his bride?
弟兄姊妹，这就很为难。
This is a difficult situation.
你说看看教会的那种光景。
When you see the situation of the church,
我们怎么能让主来的时间很快的显明?
How can we let Christ's coming be draw near?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个大问题。
This is a great problem.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our God.
主是说出。
What the Lord says.
只要条件一成熟，他就来。
When the prerequisite is met, he will come.
什么条件呢?
What's the prerequisite?
我不详细说。
I'm not going to go into detail.
我只提提那个原则性的东西就好。
I was just bring up the principle of what he said.
我们一直看到主说了，他来的时候呢，教会一定要长成。
We see that when Christ comes, the church is going to be full grown. Then how is the church going to be full grown? What's the purpose? What's the standard of full grownness? We thank our God. We don't know. But the Lord knows. We do not have a... But the Lord is sure. We thank our God. The Lord lets us see. The matureness of the church has two prerequisites. Is that the number of saved ones has reached its quota. This is easy to do. Because we're constantly spreading the gospel. When someone is saved,
会跟上神所要求的那个数字。
Someday this number will reach the standard set by God.
所以如果我们不停止传福音，这一件事情我们不担心。
So if we do not cease to spread the gospel, this thing we will not be worried about.
那第二个条件呢?
Well, what's the second prerequisite?
人数天满，主还不能来。
Even if the quota is met, God will not come.
这是一个很重要的事。
This is a very important thing.
因为主来, 他要得着一个成熟的教会。
Because when Christ comes, he wants to receive a full-grown church.
人数天满, 只是成熟的教会的一个方面。
The quota of believers being reached is only one aspect of the full-grown church.
还有另外的一面。
There's another facet.
那另外一面是什么?
What's the other facet?
是教会要长成。
It's that the church is becomes full grown in the maturity of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
this is hard.
弟兄姊妹,
we shouldn't look at us, we shouldn't look at ourselves.
你说这样的样子怎么时候,
with this prerequisite, when will the church be full grown?
就是人数天满, 这不困难。
It's not hard for the quota of believers to be reached.
教会的生命长成, 这个我们一点把握都没有。
For the church to mature itself, though, is very hard.
那主能不能来?
Can the Lord come?
主要不要来?
Is the Lord going to come?
主一定要来?
The Lord is going to come.
但是他主怎么能来?
But how is the Lord going to come?
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
如果我们看眼见的情形,
if we just see the current situation,
我们就会说,
we might say the Lord will never come.
但是感谢神,
but we thank our God.
他说出,
but he said he will.
怎么样叫教会的生命长成?
How can the church become full grown?
那这就牵到启示录七封书信里边主所提到那个得胜者的护照。
This refers to the seven letters of Revelation, which talks about the overcomers. I'm not going to go into detail. I want to let brothers and sisters see. Overcomers are very few in the church.
在全地的宗教会都在那里背弃神的权柄或者主的道路的时候,
when most of the church is resisting God,
特别是对神的话语的离弃的时候,
especially regarding God's word,
神的呼召, 一批得胜者,
God is calling for an overcomer. These overcomers are not the majority in the church. They don't care about the flow of the world. They don't even care about the differences in the Christian society. You could be playing the drums in church. You could say that's resurrecting how God wanted the church to worship. We don't care how well you say your doctrine. We only know one thing. Our Lord said, is that one day believers will not worship at Jerusalem or on this mountain. The Temple Mount does not look like what it used to look like. God definitely does not want us to worship idols on the mountain. What does God want? To worship in spirit and in truth.
那个话如果翻译的准确一点,
to translate more accurately,
那是在灵里头和在真理里头,
it's worship in spirit and in truth.
为什么?
Why?
因为神不是物质,
because God is not material.
因为神是灵,
because God is spirit.
所以我们在神的面前, 那个属灵的成长, 必须是在灵里边,
so our growth in Christ should be spiritual.
你这样才能和神连接得起来。
That way you can unite with Christ. But you also have to be under God's will. So that's why you also have to be under truth. So brothers and sisters, now who brought these into the church? The Lord lets us see there is a minority of overcomers. But precious truth is this. The overcomers are few. But the reward that overcomers will receive will become the richness, the fullness of the church. I don't know if I shared this with brothers and sisters. We never saw Peter. We never met Paul. We never met the many saints throughout history. But we thank our God. One thing we're very clear. On our spiritual walk, we are still receiving the blessings they got from the Lord. The blessing they received from the Lord has become the fullness of the church. And if you become an overcomer, maybe you did not receive that much from the Lord. But you will help you part you'll give to the fullness that other believers will receive in the future. This is the fullness of Jesus that's filling the church. Now returning to Colossians, you see this short portion here. There's not many words. But it reveals clearly the work of God. We thank and praise our God.
因此弟兄姊妹们,
so you can see a summarizing phrase there.
那个总结的话是什么?
What is that summarizing phrase?
一切都是奉主的名。
And everything is to be done in the name of the Lord.
说得准确一点,
to be more accurate.
一切都是在主里面,
all are in Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we thank and praise our God.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹交通到这里,
I think I'll share this much with us.
明天我们再把余下的那些交通的话来往前。
Tomorrow we'll continue with the rest of the Lord's words.
让我们看到，但在哥罗西书的里头，主是怎样把我们跟随主的路在那里说明出来。
Which will clearly outline the Lord's way for us.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
是不是丹阳你把你心里的话更多的向我们来输送。
Lord, we pray that you reveal your word more in detail to us.
主啊，人能把你的话释放出来是何等的稀少。
There are so few people to bring your word out.
也不完整。
And it's not complete.
但是你亲自向我们说话的时候。
But when you personally speak to us.
我们就在黑暗里中看见光。
We who are in darkness can see light.
我们就在你荣耀的旨意的里头找到路。
We can see a way in your eternal purpose.
主啊，但愿你把我们这些你放在最幕后一段日子里头的人，
we pray that we who you put in the last parts of the ages,
放在那个不能摇动的基础的上面，
that you could put us on an unmovable foundation,
那就是在基督里，
and that is on Christ,
让我们都站在基督里这一个地位上，
that we can stand on this basis of Christ,
让不在基督里的一切的事物都和我们分离。
That anything that's apart from Christ could be divided from us.
我们仰望你。
We think, we look on you, Lord.
把我们继续带到你旨意完成的时刻。
May you bring us into your the fulfillment of the purpose.
让我们在你面前与你面对面的时候。
That when we are face to face with you, Lord.
我们把所有的荣耀、称颂、爱戴都归给你。
That we give all the glory, thanksgiving, and honor.
感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise.
因为你不但是救了我们。
Because you not only saved us.
你还吸引我们来跟随你。
But you draw us to you.
叫你的旨意做成在我们的身上。
So that your will may be fulfilled in us.
我们再次说。
We again say.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.